This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. So the Russia collusion hoax has collapsed. That whole narrative has collapsed after almost, well, coming up on 2 years of investigation. Not a single shred of evidence that supports such a notion, and the media is now having to focus on the cover-up of their own deep state. They're trying to cover the tracks of James Comey and Robert Mueller, Loretta Lynch, John Brennan, these deep state treasonous swamp creatures who violated multiple laws and conspired to illegally spy on Trump, to illegally frame him and people around him for crimes that were fabricated, fictional crimes created by the deep state. The FISA warrant, the spying warrant, was based on fiction. And yet they leaked illegally to, of course, the New York Times and the Washington Post. And they pushed this entire Russia collusion hoax narrative. And it has collapsed. It has collapsed. It's over. And I got to say, if you are a Democrat or anyone who is a Democrat who bought into that, you got to be feeling pretty stupid right about now because you bought into a bunch of lies. I mean, it hasn't sunk in yet with the Democrats that the hoax is over because they're still watching Rachel Maddow on MSNBC. They're still listening to CNN. They're still reading the New York Times. So they're not in the real world. They don't know that the evidence already shows that James Comey lied, John Brennan lied. Robert Mueller is a Clinton fixer and a hack. They don't know that the email evidence is already in the hands of congressional investigators and that Michael Horowitz is coming out with a report just in a few days that's going to be a bombshell and will probably recommend criminal prosecutions of James Comey and other top-level officials who conspired, yes, conspired to try to steal the election. They conspired to commit treason, a political coup in America. And of course, operatives inside the left-wing media went right along with them, and they should go to jail too, by the way. Those who lied and who fabricated fake sources and who received the illegal leaks and violated national security laws by publishing those leaks with the sole purpose of trying to overthrow a president. There are people who claim to be journalists who are, in fact, treasonous traitors and who need to be indicted and prosecuted for treason, by the way. There are probably about 200 or 300 people who need to be arrested and indicted at the highest levels of government. Now, I'm not saying they will be, but somebody will be. Somebody's going to jail over this. It might be John Brennan, by the way. It might be James Comey. They are guilty as hell. And it's all coming out now. The narrative has collapsed. And so we saw the New York Times and the Washington Post admit now that, yes, Obama and Loretta Lynch approved spying on the Trump campaign, and they inserted spies into the Trump campaign with the sole purpose of trying to entrap Trump campaign officials. They were trying to create crimes. It's the oldest trick in the law enforcement book if you're corrupt and dishonest. You feed disinfo to people you're trying to target, and then you have them regurgitate it to somebody else that you claim is a witness, and then use that witness's testimony to get a spying warrant, a FISA warrant, or heck, just use national security letters from the FBI. Don't even get a warrant. That's what they did as well. And you frame these people, and then you make up fabricated crimes, and then you have Robert Mueller do like 3 a.m. SWAT raids on all the people that you're trying to target. You just have a bunch of political enemies that you're targeting, and you weaponize the power of government to go after them and basically to terrorize them. Robert Mueller is a terrorist. He's a terrorist with a badge. He's not just a dirty cop, as he's been called. He's someone who exploits and abuses the power of government to run terror campaigns on his targeted political enemies, actual terror campaigns. What do you call it when a bunch of armed SWAT dudes show up at your house at 3 a.m. when you're in bed with your partner and you're in your underwear. She's in her nightgown or whatever, and SWAT breaks into your house screaming and yelling and flashlights waving around, gun barrels pointed at your head, and then they steal everything in your home. That's what Robert Mueller did to people. And he's done that for decades. Robert Mueller is so dirty, that guy deserves to be behind bars. But we'll cover that in another podcast in more detail. The media is now admitting that there were spies put into the Trump campaign. Of course, they don't call them spies. In fact, I think the Washington Post says, well, yeah, they admit that there were people put there, but they say they were there to, get this, to protect Trump from the Russians. Not to spy on Trump. They were there to protect him from the Russians. Yeah, this is such a lame cover story. This goes down with the dog ate my homework, you know, and other lame excuses from high school students. The dog ate my homework. It's unreal. See, they're trying to, they have to create a cover story now. They have to explain this away. Well, why did Obama and Loretta Lynch approve of the spies in the Trump campaign? Well, they were there to protect Trump. I see. So Obama didn't tell Trump that he had government agents there that were going to protect him from the Russians. They were secret. It was a secret protection. And it turns out they were, of course, trying to entrap Trump campaign officials the whole time. We now know that. By the way, Obama should go to jail as well. Did you know that President Obama can be impeached even though he's no longer in office? And he should be. He should be criminally charged, frankly, with treason. You talk about crimes against the United States of America. You know how Robert Mueller charged like 12 or 13 Russian companies with defrauding the United States of America by interfering with U.S. elections? That's what Robert Mueller was doing. That's what Barack Obama was doing. They were interfering in U.S. elections. This is a very simple rule of thumb. Everything that Democrats accuse others of doing, they are doing themselves. Everything. Democrats accuse you of obstructing justice, it's because they're obstructing justice. They accuse you of interfering in an election, it's because they're interfering in an election. They accuse you of lying, it's because they're lying. They accuse you of harming children, it's because they're harming children. It's a simple rule of thumb, and it's been borne out again and again, especially with this whole Russia collusion narrative hoax. It's so obvious. It's unbelievable. The left, even now with Trump saying, hey, we got to have an investigation. We got to have a DOJ investigation into Robert Mueller and the corrupt FBI and James Comey and all of these other co-conspirators. People on the left are now frantically melting down and hysterically tweeting out things like, oh my God, Trump's obstructing justice. No, you morons, you are obstructing justice, or your people are, and we're going to get to the bottom of it. Now we're going to have a real investigation, and we're going to put some people really in prison who have been traitors and criminals defrauding these United States of America. Our republic has been under attack, under assault, an attempted coup by treasonous swamp creatures who frankly do not deserve to have any freedom remaining in the rest of their lives because they are a danger to a free society. They violate laws, they weaponize government, they lie and try to cover their tracks, they destroy evidence when it's convenient for them. They put out false information, false leaks, and illegal leaks, that some that are true, but they do it in a criminal way. And by the way, these people also have some people killed. These people run assassins, execution squads. Lots of dead bodies surrounding this whole thing. A lot of people disappeared. A lot of people can no longer talk because they're 6 feet under. Huh, you think that's just a coincidence? No, this is what these people do because they're criminals. They're mafia bosses. They're organized crime. James Comey is an organized crime mob boss, or was, as the head of the FBI, and Hillary Clinton is an organized crime mob boss. These people, Barack Obama, running an organized crime ring. This is what these people do. They are evil. They are un-American. They despise freedom. They despise the rule of law. They abuse their power in government. And they use every dirty trick in the book to try to destroy their political enemies. And that's why we have to defeat them. Stay informed on all this. Read newstarget.com and trump.news. And of course, you can hear more of my podcast at healthrangerreport.com. Thanks for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.